This is a Squiz Kids podcast. Your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you.
Each fortnight, we give the world globe a spin and see where we land. Then we take the kids of Australia on an audio excursion to visit that country and its people. I'm Christy Kidgerina. And today on Squiz the World, we're visiting a country famous for its eclairs, baguettes and garlicky old frog's legs. You probably don't need another clue, do you? We're heading to France. This European country welcomed more than 100 million visitors in 2023 and is expected to exceed that again in 2024. That's way more than its entire population of 64 million people, and more visitors than any other country in the world. Let's find out why. Strap yourselves in to the Squiz Kids super fast supersonic jetliner as we take off and take a squiz at France.
Just the facts.
France is the biggest country in the European Union and the third biggest in all of Europe after Russia and Ukraine. It's known in French as La Hexagon, which means the hexagon. Hexa, as all you Greek speakers would know, means six. And if you look at a map of France, sort of squint a little bit and don't look too close, you'll see that it does look a little bit like the shape of a hexagon, with six equal sides. But don't include the island of Corsica, and don't include some of the French territories scattered around the world. Maybe some of you have been to France or seen pictures or videos from there. Give a silent wave if you've seen a picture of the Eiffel Tower. It's the tallest structure in the capital, Paris, at 81 stories high. It's the most visited monument in the world that you have to pay to see, and one of the most recognised structures in the world. Or how about the most visited art museum in the world, the Louvre, which is home to the famous Leonardo da Vinci portrait of Mona Lisa. More than 10 million people walked through its doors in 2019, a record that some people think Beyoncé and Jay-Z helped to set because of a video they filmed there. It got more people to visit. I've popped a link in your episode notes to a virtual tour of the Louvre so you can visit too from the comfort of your classroom or your lounge room. Other tourist destinations in France include the Palace of Versailles, Notre Dame Cathedral, which was burned in a devastating fire in 2019 and is now being rebuilt, the countryside of Provence, the ski fields of Chamonix, the rugged coast of Brittany, the villages of Alsace, and the glitzy beaches of Biarritz. France has something for everyone, and there's no way you can see it all in just one trip. Wherever you travel, it's important to learn a few words in that country's language. It's a great way to show respect. So let's
learn the lingo.
In France, the official language is, you guessed it, French. And the French are very protective and proud of their language. The Académie Française is an organisation which is actually in charge of the French language. It adds official words to French, updates the meaning of existing words, and because there's so much English in the world nowadays, the Académie spends a lot of time trying to prevent English words filtering into French by choosing or inventing French equivalents. They're words that mean the same thing. If you visit France, you're expected to at least try to speak the language. Today, we've got Squiz kid Alice here, who was born in France and moved to Canberra when she was 8. Alice, how do you say hello in French?
Bonjour.
Go on, give it a try. It literally means good, that's bon, and day, that's jour. Bonjour. People are always really grateful when you just try to speak their language. They may even thank you for it. And hey, Alice, how do we say thank you?
Merci beaucoup.
And merci beaucoup to you too, Alice. Now that we can communicate a little bit, it's
time for school.
Believe it or not, kids in France must start school when they're just 3 years old. They start in what's called École Maternelle, which is sort of a preschool which introduces them to learning in groups, sharing, taking turns. So it's a lot like preschool here. It's just compulsory. At the age of six, kids then move to an École Élémentaire, which is similar to primary school here. There they focus on reading, writing, maths, science, and so on. And in 1 week at school, kids receive about 24 hours of teaching, which is a little bit less than in Australia. And they often have part or all of Wednesday off school. That gives the teachers time to plan and prepare. I know, sounds good, right? And of course, the kids time to do other stuff. But possibly the best thing about school in France is school lunch. Up until students are about 12, French schools are called restaurant schools. They have cooks on site as well as servers who will even cut up the kids' food if it's needed. Local food is used wherever possible and menus are reviewed by a dietitian. Now, here in Australia, you'll often see kids' menus at restaurants, serving chicken nuggets or plain pizza or hamburgers without lettuce or tomato. No such thing in France, which is famous for its fancy and delicious food. Parents there don't believe in a difference between kid and adult food, so school lunch is, wait for it, 3 to 5 courses.
What?
You might start with a vegetable salad, then have a protein or another vegetable. There's bread and cheese on the side, and yes, of course, there's dessert. Sometimes it's just fruit, but it can also be something like tarte tatin, apple tart, or some other fabulous French pastry. I've popped a link to a video showing you what school lunches look like in France. But I warn you, do not watch it if you're feeling hungry. It's pretty mouth-watering. Lunch is the biggest meal of a kid's day, so they're encouraged to take their time eating it. They sit at a table for a full half an hour and are encouraged to socialise as they munch. And the cost of those meals to parents varies depending on how much families can afford, but the most you'll pay is about $5. For 3 courses? Wow! One of the best things about visiting another country is immersing yourself, surrounding yourself with its culture. So,
let's get cultural.
France is known for its poets and novelists, its philosophers, its art. But as we've already learned, French cuisine, that means food, is one of the most important parts of the country's culture. In fact, French cuisine has the United Nations World Heritage status, which basically means that it's been judged to have such an outstanding value to humanity that it's protected. Pretty impressive for food. Then again, every day in France, 2 new cookbooks are published, so they're pretty serious about their food. Food is so important in France that since 2016, it's actually been illegal to throw away food. Supermarkets face a massive fine, more than $100,000, and even time in jail if they throw away or destroy unsold food that's still edible. Instead, they have to donate it to food banks and to charities. You've probably already heard about a lot of famous French dishes. Did you know the average French citizen eats 500 snails a year, served as an entree with garlic butter called escargot? There are more than 400 different types of cheeses made in France. Some of them are a little bit stinky. And although the croissant was actually invented in Austria, there's no doubt that the French have perfected this flaky, buttery piece of perfection. There are so many French recipes to try, but I want something warm and hearty for these cool winter evenings, so I've popped a fantastic old French onion soup recipe in your episode notes. top it with cheesy baguette slices, and have some baguette on the side for good luck. If you've got extra time on your hands, there's also a recipe for homemade baguette too. The smell of baking bread in your oven? Doesn't get much better than that. Okay, after all that eating, I really think I need some exercise. I think it's definitely
sport time.
Unless you've been living under a rock, and if you have, stand up, straighten yourself out. You'll know that France is playing host to the Olympics in 2024. But did you know that the country has already hosted the Olympic Games on 5 separate occasions, second only to the United States, who's hosted it 8 times? France has held 2 Summer Olympics and 3 Winter Olympics, and they were the second ever host of the modern Olympics in 1900 after the first one was held in its traditional home in Greece in 1896. French is even the official language of the Olympic Games because the creator of the modern Olympics and founder of the International Olympic Committee, Baron Pierre de Coubertin, was born and lived in France. One traditional French game that you won't be seeing at the Olympics is Jeu de la Barbichette, or Game of the Goatee. Essentially, it involves holding your partner's chin while staring into their eyes and singing to them while trying not to laugh. It's hilarious, and if you want to have a go, I've stuck a link to the rules in your episode notes. You're welcome.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which very famous portrait, painted by Leonardo da Vinci, is housed in the Louvre Art Museum? Did you say Mona Lisa? Yeah, that's right. Question number two. How old are French kids when they start school? Yep, they're just 3 years old. Question number three. After 2024, how many times will France have hosted the Olympic Games? They've already hosted it 5 times, so after 2024, they will have hosted the Games 6 times. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for staying curious about the world and joining me on this incredible trip to France. Now get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.